Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can catch us on social media as well. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. You can call 1-888-FARMERS, 1-888-FARMERS to switch your car insurance. And you can save big times, folks. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes. Just call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, Kerry Kittle's former NBA veteran, now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, will join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get into a lot of things with the Nets with him. They're down 18-10 right now early in that game against Boston. No Kevin Durant again with the hamstring injury. This will be his 10th straight game that he's missed with that injury. So we'll get into that with Kerry Kittle. Rob, also before we go on, I want to wish happy birthday to my daughters. Twin daughters turned 23 today.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I know you want to say I look too young to have daughters who are 23.
No, I wasn't going to say that. Well, we can't tell because, you know, if everything was natural, I might say that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just not. You know, I'm just saying.
Hey, if Hair Club for Men or whatever it's called, it works for Walt Frazier. Why not me?
I understand. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad.
I'm gonna text Candace right now and say we need to get a sponsor that does hair dye because this is a booming market for the Odd Couple.
Hey,
not for me though. My hair is the same.
You refuse, but your stuff is getting gray.
But it's getting gray.
You've lasted
for sure.
Really long though. Yeah, that you have. You've been better than most as far as your hair. Maintaining his color, right?
Yes. I'm 57 years old, and I'm not gray or white. But I will say this, and I'm not going to say we all know her. She's in the business. Just a friend. You know, Chris, you know her.
She's on TV?
She does TV, radio. But I was when I was on the MLB Network talking about MLB Bro last week or whatever.
Right.
She did send me a text and say, the gray on you looks very distinguished.
Uh-oh.
I thought that was pretty awesome. No, I'm just.
Why are you bringing us into your love life?
No, I'm just saying. It's
and
not
you
a
got
love
a date
life.
Next Uh-oh. Week? Or...
No, but that's the first time, seriously, like I got from a woman saying my gray looked distinguished. Like that was the first time I ever heard that. Like they liked
well,
the gray.
You know,
but to
Rob,
say that I was distinguished.
Right. What they say, and this we could use a woman's perspective on this.
Yes.
This, but they say some women, I've heard women say men get better looking.
With age, right.
Like, yeah, obviously, I'm not even going to say about women, but people say that about men. Some men, you know, that they get better looking. Like you said, the gray, they're distinguished. Maybe they got a beard or, you know, whatever.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I never thought of that, but. To women, maybe that's the case.
All I know is I was perked up and I felt good about it. Like that appearance, like I never
perked
gotten,
up, huh?
I got perked up okay. over that, yeah. Without even having anything blue in my hand to take. You know what I'm saying?
Stop. On that note,
all right.
Speaking of blue, Rob, two teams that wear yes. blue. How's that for a segue?
Nice.
Duke and Kentucky out of the NCAA tournament that'll be coming up. Soon, March Madness. Rob, for the first time, both of them are out since 1976.
Wow.
Now, different well, neither one of them was good this year. Kentucky, Rob, was 9-16. And, I mean, this is the John Calipari Kentucky, right? The team that, I mean, they used to be
10 deep. Right, they
yeah.
were 10 deep. They had two starting teams.
Right. And they are horrible. Now, Pat Forty, well-known college writer, he tweeted out that this is the worst Kentucky season since 1927.
Wow.
And I don't know if that's factual or he's just saying it, you know, it was so bad. But I bet it's factual. We'll have to check. But Duke, on the other hand, is 13-13, I believe. They actually had a shot. They had to win the ACC tournament. Now, they won the first two games. But then somebody on the team or in the program came down with COVID, and so they had to bow out of the ACC tournament.
That might have been a blessing for them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they were going to win the tournament and then make the NCAA. So I'm going to take it back, Rob. This is how, I mean, I can go back literally to 1977. And it was one of the first NCAA tournaments that I remember watching. I was 9 years old. And was Marquette in it the year before that? 1976?
I don't remember.
Because that might be my first NCAA tournament I really remember, you know, watching and being into. When Marquette won it, and I think that was 1976. Rob G, can you check that out? But anyway, I do remember, just a little kid, watching Kentucky and Duke play in 1977 in the national championship game, Rob. And Gene Banks, Mike Jaminski, I think Jim Sprinarkle, those were the stars.
I covered Sprinarkle and G-Man, both.
With the Nets,
for the Nets.
Right?
Yep, yeah. They both played for the Nets, and I covered them both. And
they were
both
better
went into
at
broadcasting.
Duke. Yes, they did. They were better at Duke than they were at with the Nets.
Yes.
Or in the NBA, period. But and then, on the other hand, I know you remember this guy, Kyle Macy from Kentucky. And didn't he always rub his socks, I think, when he was at the free throw line? That
right.
was his habit. Yeah, yeah. So I remember as a little kid watching Duke, Kentucky in the national championship game. And, you know, I was 9 years old. So that's how far back, I mean, a year earlier, these two teams made the tournament, and they've been in it ever since, at least one of them. So what do you think? I mean, what do you think about this? These two teams? Wow. Wow.
Bravo. Wow. Finally. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I love it. It's not as predictable. Yes. It's a down year for Duke, a down year for Kentucky. We don't need to always have the same teams
all the time, every year. What a nice break. Hopefully Michigan State won't make it either. This will be good for college.
The Michigan State Spartans as presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Right, that team, right. Yes, can I get a jumbo mortgage for a four-bedroom house in suburban Detroit? Can I do that? Okay. But I'm good with this, Chris. Let there be some other team for a change, and it's not the same old story. Everything's, everybody's Apple cart has been turned off, over. So why not this? You know, I mean, why not something different? Why should those schools always get in, always be good, and the other schools looking up at those two? And it's just amazing that those two schools, as good as they've been, and as you said, first time since what, 1977 or
76? Since 1976, yep.
That they're both out of the tournament. That's a long time, and a long time coming. So it's fine. Let's have a couple of down years. Let's see a couple others. Maybe a mid-major, Chris, can finally win a national championship this year. What about that? How about a mid-major now that some of the big boys are no longer around? I love it.
Yeah, well, first let me clear this up. So Marquette, I mentioned, they won the championship in 1977, Rob. Okay. And then Kentucky beat Duke in 1978. So it was
the
77-78 season I was watching it. I've been saying, Rob, ever since the best college players would be one and done, and we've seen mid-majors have more success than ever. No, they haven't won it, but Butler went 2 years in a row. Didn't win it, but got to the championship game 2 years in a row. I remember when George Mason was in the Final Four.
Yep. And then they got smashed, I think.
Right.
But it
was another Cinderella. Maybe that Butler, I think, was in it that year, too, because it was a few Cinderellas, maybe.
Because Butler beat Michigan State, I think, didn't they?
Right. I don't know if it was Michigan State? But whatever,
yeah, they had a chance to go to the championship, and they lost to like a Butler. I'd have to look. USC Chris might be right. Remember that. But go ahead.
I've been saying, Rob, that a mid-major is going to win the tournament at some point soon, because here's the deal: the best college-age players are in the NBA, and so now what you've got is teams made up of a couple of one-and-done stars or one one-and-done star, right, who is greatly talented on his way to the lottery or the first-round draft pick, but yet isn't yet a full-grown man, doesn't necessarily have the greatest basketball IQ, the part that comes from experience, and just doesn't have the experience or the chemistry with his teammates. Because he's a freshman. And so you've got teams built around that. And then the mid-majors and some of the other non-powerhouse schools, Rob, they're keeping their guys for 3 and 4 years. Well, so they may not be NBA talent, you know what I mean? But they're mature. They have more chemistry. They know the system at their school better as far as their team, the way they play. They can beat a lot of these young teams with the hot shots who are one and done.
But they haven't been able to.
No, they haven't. But you have to admit, they have been getting closer and closer.
Right.
And
but
so,
this has been that. I always agree with that. That's how Michigan State won its championship, if you remember. Do you remember? In 2000, when Tom Izzo won his only national championship.
Can't I know you riding 21 like years. A donkey for only winning one title.
Well, in 21 years, and it's been a long time. But anyway, if you remember, Mateen Cleese, he sure would, and Morris Peterson weren't good enough to go to the draft their junior year, Chris, the NBA draft. So they came back for their senior year. If they didn't come back, Izzo might not even won a championship. If you remember, because they were older, they had played four years, and they were able to beat Florida or whatever, But I remember that, and it was because they were more mature and had played 4 years of college basketball. They were better than the other guys and more experienced. So I know your point is well taken.
Here's the thing, Rob, and I got to be honest. I'm not I will get into, I always find a way to get into the NCAA tournament just because those, that Thursday and Friday is tremendous. And the upsets and, you know, I don't know half the kids anymore, but, you know, it's exciting. And right now, though, I'm not into it, you know, and I've been this way before, you know, covering the NBA as a beat writer. You know how it is, right? You're so into your team. You're so into the league that it's hard to follow college.
You can't follow everything. You can't follow everything.
Right, right. So I've been here before, but here's the thing, Rob. Let's say a mid-major wins it this year. It's not as big of a deal anymore. You know, like, it's not like a mid-major winning it 10 years ago. Even 5 years ago, maybe.
And you're saying because, you know what I mean? Teams aren't as good?
Well, the teams definitely aren't as good. A lot of the better players in the country aren't in the, obviously in college, the ones that are in the NBA, but even some are in the G League. You know, and I do think, Rob, I don't want to say this hurts college basketball, but when you do have the blue bloods, a couple of them at least, Duke and Kentucky out of it, it doesn't feel as big. I hate to say it that way, but it doesn't feel as big. You'd like to see one of those mid-majors beat a Duke in the tournament, a Kentucky in the tournament. Like, do we have a super team? You know what I mean, super team. Like, do we have that Goliath? I know Michigan's pretty good.
Michigan's had a great
shout
year.
Shout out to Juwan Howard, who's doing well. But how many of those dudes are like blue chip? You know what I mean? They don't have that guy that – there's no – that Ben Simmons, that Zion Williamson that has everybody excited. Who is that guy? I know Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State. People like him. But, you know, he's not – he hasn't captivated everybody's imagination like – even Rob, like Lonzo. Remember when Lonzo was a freshman?
Right.
Or you had De'Aaron Fox in Kentucky. Like, I don't see the big individual stars who everybody's into in college right now. And maybe it's the pandemic. And obviously some of the blue bloods aren't in it. So I think if a mid-major wins it, it'll be nice and cute. But is it really... You know, are people going to go gaga over it? I don't think so.
I'm just interested to see some different teams every so often, and I'm good with this. I don't have any issue. Some of these big teams to finally go down, whatever, if it was the pandemic or just the scattered schedule or whatever it was that threw these other teams off. Because Duke was off from the very beginning, if you remember. Coach K wanted to throw the towel in.
Right, he did. He did. So, all right, your turn to weigh in 877-99 on Fox. Is Duke and Kentucky not making the NCAA tournament actually a good thing for college basketball, or is it horrible? Whatever your thoughts are, let us know. 877-99 on Fox. You can get on with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you?
When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Classic right here. It's the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call Farmers today for a quote. Also, we're brought to you by AutoZone. Now, if you're dealing with a dead battery, there's only one place to go. There's not a list of them. There's not five. There's not three. There's not two. There's one. It's called AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. I ain't playing. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So the next time you're having battery trouble, folks, trust me, head on over to AutoZone. And they'll say to you, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Rob Parker's looking at me like I'm going crazy.
Yes. This was a great show early on. It really was.
It was. It was one of my favorites. I look forward to seeing this every week.
But the thing when the opening theme came on, the thing that always jumped out at me was the sign that said, welcome to Brooklyn, the fourth largest city in the country. Because Brooklyn by itself is bigger than, you know, some of these other...
Right.
Like, if you break New York up...
Is it still that? I know it was at that point. It probably is, or close, if not number four.
It's fourth or fifth, like, because Brooklyn has 2.5 million people.
Right.
You know, Detroit only has 750,000 people.
Right.
Think about that. Detroit's a major city. It has 750,000 people.
Well, especially now that they've, you know, they've added suburbs to cities, and you know what I mean? The metro area is kind of where you measure now. But you're right, the city. Detroit used to be number six or something like that in the country.
It was high.
Probably not there anymore. All right, 877-99 on Fox.
What do you guys think? Is Duke Kentucky being out of the NCAA tournament for the first time in what, 48 years or 47 years? Is that a good thing? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's and just to, Chris, I just looked it up. Brooklyn is close to Chicago. Like Brooklyn is, it would be the fourth largest city by itself
right now.
Chicago is 2.6. Brooklyn is like 2.5. I mean, that's incredible. Think about that. And it doesn't even have like a somebody who runs the city. They have a borough president, but not a mayor or anything. All right, let's kick it off with Cody in Pennsylvania. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Cody?
What's up, guys? I definitely appreciate you. I want to thank you guys. I've been listening to you guys since I was like 10 or 11. You guys are titans in this game, and I appreciate the show, first and foremost.
Wow. Thank you, Cody.
Okay. You haven't been listening to the Odd Couple.
No, he means
then,
on TV.
Yeah, on TV and stuff. Okay. Okay.
I'm
about to say, you got
really
a deep
young.
Voice. You have
right.
a deep
How
voice
are you,
for a
Cody?
14-year-old.
I'm 25 now.
25?
Yeah.
Okay. You're breaking up. I hope you can get your call in. Yeah, we lost
him. Okay.
Sorry, but y'all go ahead. Give it a try.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, definitely agree with both of you guys that without the big colleges, it definitely takes away from some of the excitement. But I also agree that it leaves the window open for a story. You know, it's the granddaddy of them all. So there's always a couple of guys who increase their draft stock. Like you think about a Steph Curry from Davidson. So I definitely, whereas there's not as much excitement, there always will be a story that comes from this tournament and skyrockets the guy's draft stock.
All right, Cody, that's a good point.
I hope
it could
that
happen.
We see that this year, right?
Maybe there's some school, Chris, that comes out of nowhere and we find out about some kid and a coach. You know what I mean? It could be interesting. Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
How's it going, fellas? How y'all doing this Thursday?
We are good. You're probably down, huh? Kentucky's out?
No. No,
are you
I'm a
Louisville
basketball
fan.
No, I'm a Kentucky fan, but I'm a basketball fan. And to be honest with you, although I'm disappointed, I love parity in sports. It's good for sports. Look at the NFL. It's built for parity, and that's why it's so successful. I don't think it's going to hurt Kentucky or Duke. The teams can bounce right back. Virginia lost, but they were the first team to ever lose in the first round as a one seed and jump back and won championship the next year.
Right.
I don't think this is bad at all for the game. The only thing that hurts me is my brother is a Duke fan, and I can't rub it in his face because it happened on the same year.
Yeah, I mean, you lose that out. You're right.
They actually had a better season in Kentucky, so you better just steer clear of that conversation.
Man, that sucks. Hey, Carter in Minneapolis, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Carter?
Hey, what's up? It's actually Connor, and that's okay. I don't know the
Connor,
phone.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate you guys so much. My favorite show on Fox Sports Radio. Absolutely. I appreciate
thank you.
You guys every night.
Thank you, man. We
I just wanted
that.
To say thank you. I just wanted to say I think it will be a good tournament, and I think you look no further. And Rob Parker, I know you are one of these people. Do you know how happy people were when the Patriots missed the playoffs this past year? There were people about dancing in the streets when the Patriots missed the playoffs. That's
no
going to be
doubt.
The same thing. People do not – while people like watching Duke and Kentucky, they've
people
had some great
like
teams.
Duke, for sure.
People don't like them. And you could – I look at Gonzaga. I still don't think – you know, even with this stacked team, I have doubts about them. But you look at a kid like Jalen Suggs out of Gonzaga. If they make a deep run and he goes high in the draft and has a nice NBA career, I think that could be positive both for college basketball and the NBA. I don't know where college basketball is going forward. The NCAA, you guys know, you've talked about it, but I think we could have a good one. That's my perspective.
Yeah,
Connor, that's
not
bad,
honest.
Connor.
I don't – do you, Rob, even think of Gonzaga anymore as a mid-major? I know technically they are, but you know what I mean? They've been a powerhouse now for a while.
No,
I mean,
no doubt, but
all,
they still but they still haven't gotten there, and it still technically would be a mid-major finally win. They would be crowned as the first mid-major, right, to finally break through.
Yeah.
So I get what you're saying, even though their program
been so,
is,
been so
is
good
renowned.
For a long
right,
time now.
Right, they've been
right.
good.
All right, we got Kerry Kittles coming up, former NBA veteran, Nets star. Now Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, he'll join us next, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He played in two NBA finals. NBA veteran for the New Jersey Nets, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst now, our man Kerry Kittles. What's up, Kerry? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Oh, good.
Good, good. I imagine you're watching this Nets game right now. They're knotted with Boston.
Yep.
And let's start with the Nets. Blake Griffin, how much is he going to help? I don't think he'll hurt him at all, but what type of impact do you think he'll have on the team?
I think he's going to add a great dimension to the team, something that they've definitely been missing. You know, when you look at the Nets front court, really they've this season, once they traded Jared Allen, they've relied on DeAndre Jordan and Jeff Green primarily to carry the load. Now you added in Claxton the last couple of weeks. He's been back from injury. But they can definitely use a 6'8", 6'9", physical presence, and Blake Griffin is that. He gives them years of experience in the NBA, obviously, and just a physical presence. And I think he's worked on his three-point shot, so he'll still be able to space the floor. You know, there's questions about him still being able to jump and dunk. I think he'll prove folks wrong.
He don't have a dunk yet, man. He doesn't have a dunk.
I think that'll change. You know, this new environment with those three superstars, you'll see a different Blake Griffin.
All right. How about the LaMarcus Aldridge scenario? Where do you see him winding up, or do the Lakers have a pick if they do the same thing with Drummond in Cleveland? Where can you see either Aldridge or Drummond winding up with the Lakers, or could the Nets still pick up one of these guys too because they have another slot?
Yeah, so the Nets have that exception, right? So they can use that for one of those players taking, you know, a pay cut, whatever, from a buyout. But listen, I think whenever you talk about LeBron James, you always have to realize that he's always looking to tweak his teams. If there's a way, believe me, LeBron right. is in that conversation. So don't count the Lakers out for trying to get Drummond or perhaps LaMarcus Aldridge. He always looking for bigs to space the floor. I think LaMarcus definitely can do that with his shooting ability. And like I said before, the Nets, with that exception, they're in the ball club too, because what the Nets are missing is their front court presence.
Now, Kerry, obviously you weren't a big man, but put yourself in one of those two guys' shoes. If I'm Drummond or Aldridge, I'm looking at the Nets or the Lakers, right? I mean, I'm trying to win a championship at this point. I don't have to – not trying to go anywhere and put up huge numbers.
Correct.
If I'm one of those two, I would probably look more at the Lakers just because I think they probably need me more, and where the Nets are really getting stacked. Even though they don't have a ton of size, but what would you be thinking if you were one of these two guys as far as the Nets versus the Lakers?
Yeah, I think the Lakers, you would have a chance of probably finding more minutes on that ball club than you would on the Nets. And just remember, the Nets are going to always try to tend to go back towards that D'Antoni small ball, right, when it matters. Right. I think that's kind of his go-to roster, or what he likes to play with most guys. So they're only going to probably play one big at a time with the Nets. They're not going to play two bigs. Where the Lakers, you may see Gasol out there with Anthony Davis. You know, we saw last year Anthony Davis playing with Dwight Howard. And so I think the Lakers, you have a chance to get more minutes there. And, you know, you're giving up cash, right? You want to be on the court to get more minutes, to earn more cash, especially if you're going to go to the NBA Finals with one of those ball clubs. You want to have a chance at adding more value to your name and getting paid in the offseason.
We heard from the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, names being tossed out there. It's not the NBA Hall of Fame, so it takes everything into consideration as far as playing. But what about Chris Webber? His name has come up. He's been out there before, Chris, right? He's been on a few years.
Times,
he hasn't gotten in yet.
I'm not sure how many. But
if you look at Weber's Michigan career, obviously with the Fab Five and what he did in the NBA, is he on the cusp? Is he like a tweener? Should he be in? I mean, it just seems like it's all over the place for a lot of people.
I mean, I think Weber is a Hall of Famer, personally. I think he's earned it. I think you know, what he did in college was unbelievable. I remember, he had an unbelievable college career, even though it wasn't that long. And, you know, perennial all-star in the NBA, never won a title, but there's a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame that hasn't won titles. So You know, some of his peers are there. Jason Kidd is there. Grant Hill is there. You know, and he was right in that class in his prime, right? He was right alongside those players all those years in Sacramento. So I think he's definitely a Hall of Famer, and I would put him a little bit higher than just being on the cusp, if you ask me.
Let me follow up on this. I think this is where Adam Silver, if they really want to do something, and this is no disrespect to the Basketball Hall of Fame, it's sinful that the NBA doesn't have its own Hall of Fame for just NBA players. And it should be established by the commissioner, and that should be something he could leave behind as a legacy. Would you be in favor of just an NBA Hall of Fame?
I mean, I think it's worked out well thus far. I think most of the dominant players in the NBA who are perennial all-stars, you know, NBA champions, you know, all the ones that have all the accolades, I think they've been, most of those guys have been honored at the Basketball Hall of Fame. I don't think you look at that list and say, whoa, who's off of that list and should be definitely be in the Hall of Fame. So I think the Basketball Hall of Fame does a good job of taking care of and making sure that players get recognized for their achievements, whether it's, you know, guys that have college or and in the pros. And so I don't think the NBA has to have one for their own. I think all these guys that we're mentioning now, Chris Webber, St. Paul Pierce, they'll get in the Hall of Fame. They'll get recognized.
Kerry, I want to go back to the Nets. A lot of people thought Kevin Durant would be back after the All-Star break. And even when he first hurt the hamstring, they were saying at least two games. Now he missed his 10th game tonight. Are you concerned? And let me ask you this. Are you getting concerned about his injury? And is that concern maybe stem from, could this be related to the Achilles? Like, is this something that Nets fans need to really start being worried about?
I wouldn't push the panic button yet on that. I think most teams across the NBA, especially when, you know, you have the rest games and things like that, the protocols, I think teams are erring on the side of caution with all the superstars in the NBA. So they're monitoring him. They're probably being extra cautious. And look, you have the luxury of having Harden and Irving in the lineup. You're not really losing that much ground to guys in the East. I think it's pretty wise for them to kind of err on the side of caution with Durant. And it's probably definitely related to that Achilles. No question about it. As a person that came back from injuries, when your body is trying to get back out there and you're putting those stresses on your body, there's going to be some breakdowns here or there. Certain muscle groups are going to be working harder than others, and you're going to have different things kind of break down. So I think it's smart what they're doing with Durant. I think he's going to be fine. And I don't think that they're hiding anything from us. I think at this point, what's the point, right? If we all know that injuries happen, and I don't think the Nets will be in that ball club of hiding information from a guy from his medical standpoint.
And especially when you've won 10 out of 11 and won a lot of games without him, you're like, let's not rush him. You know, like there's no panic to rush him back like you're losing ground or you're not. So they could tonight if they win, right,
they're up,
Chris?
They're up. They were down, I think, 10 early. And now they're up 7, yeah.
But they could actually pass Philadelphia tonight, right, and take the top spot.
Yeah, they're
spot.
Only down. Yep, you're correct. They're half a game.
Right, they're down a half a game in the standings.
I think they're going to end up winning.
It's going to put a lot of pressure on the Sixers to play and beat a lot of games, right? They want to maintain that number one seed because – the Nets, I looked at the schedule. The Nets have a pretty favorable schedule. It's definitely the next 20 games. And so do the Sixers. So it's really interesting to see how this plays out. But I definitely have those two teams. They're the better teams in the East right now.
I don't think there's any way the Philly maintains that number one seed. I think the Nets are going to win the East number one seed. And I think by a significant margin. Like, I mean, they're rolling, man. They are so good. But
They don't even have Durant. That is scary. Seriously, it's scary.
Yeah. So we will
see.
Gary
Howard's in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, right? That's our man, Kerry Kittles. We appreciate the knowledge, brother. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. More I Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something-something on your car insurance. Rob, I got a funny, I don't know if you saw this, but it was funny, and I think the song was Good Times. All right. It was either Good Times or the Jeffersons, but I think it was Good Times. Rob G may have heard this story, too. So did you see, I guess, Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo were singing this on CNN? And Chris Cuomo, you know, he knew the words. He's singing it. And Don Lemon says something to, like, something to the effect of, well, how you know the words, the Good Times or whatever? And Chris Cuomo said, you know, I'm black on the inside.
Or, is that what he said?
Right. But which I'm fine. Obviously, okay. He's a lighthearted comment, right? He's a little joke. We get it. He likes black culture or whatever. But apparently, he got ripped on Twitter by, you know, black Twitter for Why? Him saying he's black inside. You know, you don't know what it's like to be black.
Right. Don't write all
right. And I, of course, he doesn't. And
And I get that, but I think he meant it. You know what I'm saying, Rob? Come on. He meant it as a little joke.
Sometimes people be tripping. That's where we are now.
It's like you can't say a thing without people trying to cancel you. It's just crazy.
To me doesn't make any sense.
Right.
They can't have fun with it.
Right.
I was looking for it. I don't think it was CNN? Was it on there or Don Lemon?
Well, they're CNN, so I'm sure. They're CNN.
Maybe it was the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
All right.
But check that out. Yeah. Rob G can look for it too. All right. So, Pat, speaking of keeping your head above water, you know I'm the segue man.
I got it. As I sit here
and try to screw in my microphone, I'm gonna have to get a new mic holder. This thing is not like it wants to go in today. All right. Anyway, Pat Mahomes, we know Rob, he took a discount for the Chiefs, right? Yep. I mean, there was a lot of ballyhoo about him, you know, getting $500,000, which obviously
half a billion.
Yeah. I mean, it strikes you. Yeah, that's a lot of money. But he could have got more. He took a lot less than he could have gotten. Obviously, not as much of it's guaranteed. And he did it so that they could keep his great players around him. And here we go. The Chiefs are released. They have released their two starting tackles. Now, they're injured. Schwartz will be back next year, but he got injured last season. He'll be back, should be back for this at the start of this season. Eric Fisher's got the Achilles, as Sean Marion was telling us. That'll be a little tougher for him to come back. But and then they may get rid of their starting center, Rob. What is your thought? I mean, do you think this is really a horrible move by the Chiefs? I don't mean losing these players, but almost like disingenuous with Mahomes. I'm going to tell you, I don't think it was that. I think, you know, with the cap going down because of COVID, I think teams are in some tough positions. And I got to believe, Rob, that they've got some type of plan B other than going with that offensive line that was in the Super Bowl, because Mahomes was on the run. So I got to think they've got something up their sleeve, Rob, where they're going to put a solid offensive line in front of him.
Well, you would hope so, but this is why I think you got to be careful when you're trying to work with the team and help them do their business or whatever, because sometimes they're going to be in a spot where they won't be able to hold their word or do exactly what they told you they were going to do or spend the money where you thought they were going to spend it on an extra player or wide receiver or lineman or whatever it may be. They might not be able to do it. So that's why you got to be real careful about worrying about the front office and let them do their job, right? That's what they do. And you do your job and you get paid what you should deserve to get paid. That's all. I just think it could be disappointing. Say if they don't replace him with anybody better, Chris, and their line is worse. Or you know what I mean, next year.
Right.
Then if I'm him, I'm upset.
Right. Right. And I'm telling you, I don't care who – and you know I think he's great, but you still need protection. My goodness. We've seen it with some great quarterbacks before, Dan Marino, Aaron Rodgers. So give them the protection and try to win the Super Bowl. Keep it locked. An hour left. Aye, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.